Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome in to Long Meadow Church of the Brotherhood. Welcome into God's house and welcome to where we need to be today for everything that we have been thrown at this week and what will come. Our sermon today is called Trees Clapping Hands. And we do have a scripture, but because I can and I want to, we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction. Before the sermon starts, the man had decided it was time to get another horse. The one that had pulled his carriage, his little wagon, for many years, had gone on to its great reward. And so he went searching and he heard about a Christian dealer in horses that had a unique way of training them. And so he finally went there, and he wasn't exactly a Christian himself, but he picked out a good-looking mare. And the man that trained him said, "Now look, I've trained my horses to be Christian. And they only respond to certain commands, honoring our Lord and Savior." And they said, "All right." He goes, "In order to get this horse to go, you can't say giddy up or hup or any of that. You have to say, 'Praise the Lord,' and the horse will take off." The man said, "All right, well, that's easy enough to do." He said, "Now how do I get him to stop?" He goes, "Well, you can't holler whoa or stop or any of that stuff. You have to say, 'Amen.' The horse knows the time to stop." He said, "Fair enough." So they hitched him up to the wagon, to the cart, and the man took off singing a song. "Praise the Lord," he would say every now and then, and the horse would pick up a little speed. And along the trail home, the horse got spooked by a snake in the middle of the trail and took off. The horse wasn't broke clear enough to understand and pull back on the reins. The man became panicked, and the horse left the trail and started out through a field that the man knew where the end of that field was. Just up ahead was the cliff to which they would plunge off the end of it into the river. And the horse was picking up speed, and the man was, "Whoa, whoa, whoa," and he was pulling on the reins, and the horse was getting faster, and he knew what was coming, and finally he turned his eyes toward heaven, and he said, "Lord, save me if you can, amen." And the horse screeched to a halt, and little bitties of rocks and dirt went right over the edge of the cliff, right down into the river. And the man said, and he stood up, and he looked over the curved dash into the water, and he sat down, and he said, "Praise the Lord." I saw a peanut stand. I've heard a rubber band and seen a needle wink its eye. But I done seen better thing when I see an elephant fly. I seen a front porch swing. I heard a diamond ring. I seen a polka dot railroad tie. But I done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly. I saw a clothes horse rear up and buck, and they tell me that a man made a vegetable truck. I didn't see that, but I only heard. Just to be sociable, please take my word. I heard a fireside chat. I saw a baseball bat and laughed until I thought I'd die. But I'd done about seen everything, that everything, when I see an elephant fly. In 1941, Walt Disney put forth the movie Dumbo. And the phrase, "when I see an elephant fly," became a standard answer to something that's impossible to know that will happen. And you can change it. When pigs fly, when elephants fly, it means something that is never, ever, ever going to happen. Ever. And yet we have this piece of equipment here called a Bible. And in our Bible, it says the impossible with our God can happen. Well, guess what? Pigs fly. Guess what else? So do elephants and horses and anything else you want. Because they have developed a way to transport them. I watched a documentary on which elephants were in trouble over in the Sahara. I reckon that's where they're at. Wherever elephant land is. Over there a couple continents away. And in order to move them, they swing underneath of them and lift them with a helicopter and fly them to a better place. When elephants fly, And by the way, just in case you're wondering, I do love the movie Dumbo. And at the end, when your mother is in a railroad car waving her hanky as Dumbo's flying along, and she's smiling out this cup. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12 says, "You will go out with joy." We sing this song. "You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands." Trees clapping hands. How many in this room believe that a tree can clap its hand? Wait a minute. Let me ask you another question. Apparently, I've lost you along the way somewhere. How many people in this room are Christians? I've seen hands starting to go, "What is he about to do to me? Is he going to make fun of me again?" How many people believe Jesus Christ? How many people believe he rose from the dead? So how many people believe the trees can clap their hands? Say amen. Amen. Last week I got told by my editor-in-chief, my chief critic, my agent, if you will, as we were talking, "Your sermon last week was hard. The scripture was hard. You made us think." Well, let's have a little fun today. Let's have a little bit of relaxing time today. And let's think about the very real fact that trees clap their hands all the time. If you ain't never been out in the woods, out in the back when the wind's blowing, what is the phrase we hear? The trees were rustling. And you know what that sound is from? That is from the leaves of trees rubbing together, clapping their hands. We know that anything is possible in this book. We know that anything is possible because God said it. In Luke chapter 19, verses 39 and 40, what do we read? Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And what was his response? "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will even cry out." Wait, what? What? The Bible says this. It says that with God, everything is absolutely 100% real and possible. Turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. One of my top 10 favorite stories out of the Bible. "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'O sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. He said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says, O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. We often hear this statement made. Things are bad. Hope is lost. Things are rough. One of my favorite things right now is people buying sweet corn. Now, you look at me for a moment and go, what? Right now, sweet corn is in season, and you can buy it, and you can freeze it, and you can put it away, and you can do all of these kinds of things. But is there nothing more glorious at this time of year than to go in and getting sweet corn and boiling it and sitting down and eating it just right off the cob? Say amen. Amen. Right. And I can remember when you could go buy a dozen ears of sweet corn, not even as much as 2 years ago, for $3 or $4 a dozen. My mother told me when we was talking on the phone yesterday, because we was just coming back, Wendy and I was, from a produce stand on the other side of Frederick, buying sweet corn because he had hankering for it. And my mom told me that she had seen sweet corn selling at $1.50 an ear. Yeah. $1.50 per ear. And she made this statement, or my dad did, I'm sorry, my dad in the background made this statement. I just don't know what this world is coming to. And I had to laugh. When we worry about things, and by the way, we pay We paid $6.75 for a dozen, and they was good. And there's more of them, and they will be good. We look at this world today, and we get caught up in the trappings of it. We get lost in these thoughts about things that are out of our control. And we shake our head, and we go, we just don't understand it. Is all hope lost? Is everything gone? And yet we consider what Ezekiel was led out to see, that all hope is not lost. We have God. And God gave us Jesus Christ, in which we are saved, and we have faith in Him, and we have love for Him, and our hope is forever. Period. We look around at the frailties of this life. And I'm with you. This hurts and that hurts. And this got up this morning, and I'm reminded of the one guy that went to the doctor, and he said, Doc, my left leg just hurts all the time. The doctor said to him, well, it's because you're getting old. And he goes, well, I don't understand that. And the doctor says, what do you mean? He said, well, my right leg is just as old and it never hurts. And get lost for a moment because we're human, because we can. I even sit around shaking my head going, why can't we just understand the fact that God is God and that's it? Why can't we just, everybody, why aren't these churches filled to bursting every Sunday morning? I mean, to the point where you guys are shoulder to shoulder. Why, God, are you not putting more people in a church on Sunday morning? Why? And Ezekiel, looking at the lost that was Israel, complained to God and said, I don't get it. Everything is lost. Our civilization is being destroyed. Our people are going away. And God said, do you not understand? Have you lost all of your faith? Have you forgotten who I am? Come here, let me show you something. And he takes Ezekiel out into a field of dried bones. And he brings them back to life. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was in a field of dried bones and God was talking to me, well, first of all, let's stop right there. If God started talking to me, I would feel rather unique and scared and frightened because I'd have to think, he knows everything I've done this week. There, back in the 70s, I've said it 1,000 times. One of these times, I'm going to find the recording and transcribe it, and I'm going to reenact the thing called a phone call from God. Does anybody remember that on the radio back in the mid-70s? The man sitting there, and the phone rings, and he says, "God, God who?" Oh, that one. And why ain't I in church? But God is talking to Ezekiel. Don't let that slip away from you. In this scripture right now, God is talking to Ezekiel and telling him, do this and watch what happens. Tell these bones to come back together and watch what happens. And he does, and they did. And he's not unsettled by it. He's being awe-inspired. He's watching God put forth everything in front of him and showing him that in the midst of when you think everything is lost, I am still here. He says to Ezekiel, tell him to start breathing. And Ezekiel did. And they began to breathe. And they began to move. And they began to come together. And the last part of that scripture, verse 13, then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. We sing that song. You will go out with peace and the trees of the field will clap their hands. And the first time I ever heard that song ever was some 15, 16 years ago when I first got here. And we were singing praise and worship songs. And we started singing that song and I thought, where in the world did that one come from? And we got in the car and leave that day. And I said, that's one of the most unique songs I've ever heard. Trees clapping their hands. And we've sung a lot now. And the more I have dwelled on it over the years, the more I have thought about it. But what spurred me this week, what brought this into consciousness was somebody had said that in this day and age, all hope is lost. No, it ain't. We have to have the faith that it takes to understand that something as simple as saying, when I see an elephant fly, when I hear the stones cry out our Savior's name, when I hear the mountains will break forth in song, when I hear that the trees of the field will clap, I need to understand and remind myself to strengthen my faith that God has everything in control, His time and His way. And all He asks is we pray and believe. A man fell off a cliff. Managed to grab a limb on the way down and was holding himself there. And the following conversation started up. Is anyone up there? Hello? Anyone up there?
I am here. I am the Lord. Do you believe in me?
Yes, Lord. I believe. I really believe. I believe in you, but I can't hang on much longer.
That's all right. If you really believe in me, you have nothing to worry about. Let go of the branch, and I will save you.
Is there anyone else up there? We have to remind ourselves, we have to be in that frame of mind that the faith, we have it, we need to use it. Why? Because God can do anything He wants. He will, and He has. He has performed miracles all the time. We spoke about this. On this very day, today, in 1776, 8,000 American troops fighting for the independence of this country were surrounded on the tip of the island in Brooklyn by 20,000 British soldiers and Hessians, vastly outnumbered. They had driven them to the point where the only thing left to do was run into the water. And the 20,000 troops had begun to advance when suddenly their cause was held up. And they sat down for the night. And George Washington had a plan. The preamble to Dunkirk, of World War II, if you will, started here. He sent word to get any boat that could be found and began to load the troops up through the night and into the day to take them across the river into Manhattan to get away from the British Army and give them a chance to regroup. And by the morning of the 28th tomorrow, it was taking too long. The troops were moving slow. The boats were not moving fast enough back and forth. And everyone knew that the water would soon be the mirror to the British troops of the activities that was going on and that they would push on. George Washington prayed and asked for God's help, please. And as the sun began to rise, suddenly, and it's documented, suddenly a thick, humongous fog settled in over the tip of Brooklyn and stopped the British troops from being able to see the movement of the American troops. Despite the sun continuing to rise and being burning throughout the day, the fog held until the last troop set foot across the river, and they were spared. God says He can make trees clap, and I believe it. How do I believe it? Because God says He can do things that are beyond our understanding, and He does. And if you want to know if He can make trees clap, if you want to know if He can make things be done beyond your understanding, just look around. He saved each and every one of us by giving us His Son. He loved us so much that He saved us from our own destruction. Do we deserve it? Nope. Will we ever deserve it? Nope. Is there anything that we can do to pay it back? Only prayer. Only our steadfast belief that if God says it, it's done. Yes, this world is faltering. Yes, it hurts. Yes, we wonder why things are going the way they are. Why the social climate is blowing the way it does. Why things aren't the way we think they ought to be, because we have been enlightened. Well, I got news for you, brothers and sisters. Our job is to show our faith. That when those that come to us want to know why, we just simply say, because God can make the trees clap. And I believe that because He saved me, He can save you as well. Yeah. Trees clapping? Really? Yeah, they do. And if you would just take 5 seconds to stop, close your eyes and listen, you would hear everything that God has. Strengthen your faith with that. Go forth knowing that the mountains will break into song, that the stones could cry out, that bodies are going to be raised up, that trees will clap, and that one day, against every single possible odd, we're going to be welcomed into the hereafter and be with our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the sound of trees clapping. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You that You have given us much. We thank You, Father, that You will teach us how to take away certain things. Doubt, fear, lack of understanding. Sometimes it's not enough to try to figure it out. Sometimes it's simply enough to say, I simply believe. I believe that if anything is possible, God will make it happen. I believe that if anything is out there, because He allowed His Son to die and save us, that He will do anything and everything. Even something like making trees clap. Strengthen us in this week, Father. Give us what we need and hold us close to You. Let us be reminded of what Jesus did and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And let us show our brothers and sisters out there that there is so much more beyond. Let us tell them we can hear trees clap. In Jesus' name we give thanks and praise and glory to You. Amen. As we come before for the last hymn, as we draw ourselves together, it is important to note that if you don't know Jesus Christ today, if you haven't had that opportunity, find Him. Find Him here at the prayer bench. Find Him with me. If you're out there in video land somewhere, find Him. Find someone who can walk you to Him. And if not, reach out and know the peace and comfort and quiet love of hearing trees clap from our Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless each and every one of you.